Your strategy for assessing a tornado threat depends greatly on how that threat is evolving. At its most basic level, a tornado requires a high concentration of vertical vorticity embedded in converging and ascending flow into a convective cloud base. The question is, where did that vertical vorticity originate? The most basic origin is that the vertical vorticity was already embedded in a line of convergence and just waiting for a locally intense updraft to intensify it. This type of tornado has been called a landspout. Maybe it's more appropriately called a non-mesocyclonic tornado. This type of tornado is the only kind that can occur in association with updraft-dominated ordinary cells. The second type of tornado occurs in an environment that had no vertical vorticity previous to the storm. In order to get a tornado here, you must have a downdraft to tilt the vorticity into a vertical position at ground. An updraft cannot accomplish this by itself. We call this a mesocyclonic tornado, and they typically accompany supercells. Now, many tornadoes may derive their vorticity from both sources. For squall-line tornadoes, we are still not completely sure of where the vertical vorticity comes from, but is most likely also downdraft originated.